said no more. I was like, yeah, yeah, like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah, girl, if you say so, whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durant, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. To the surprise of no one, Donald Trump easily won the Iowa caucuses. Ron DeSantis was second. Nikki Haley, third.
Now the focus shifts to New Hampshire, where the primary is coming in just a few days. Former President Donald Trump has a lead there in that race when you look at recent polling as well. But Nikki Haley has gained momentum. She is closing in on him, and she is hoping to run up the score there with independents in that state who can vote in that primary election. We know that Ron DeSantis is skipping ahead to South Carolina to try and improve his chances there.
ABC's Avery Harper. Some 190 million Americans are getting a real taste of winter. Record cold extending all the way south to the Gulf Coast. It's so cold, Chicago, Detroit, Denver, Dallas, and Houston are closing schools today. Looks like someone swatted the White House. Emergency vehicles responded to what turned out to be a bogus report on Monday that the executive mansion was on fire. It was not. This is ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were higher. February up 8 to 15.95, March up 2 to 16.33, April up 3 to 17.08, May up 5 to 17.73. Cheese markets are at barrels down a half to 144.5, 40-pound blocks up 1.25 to 156.25, 11 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash better up 0.25 to 256.75, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.75 to 118.5, 2 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 43, 1 trade on the day. Live cattle and hog markets closing up mostly lower as the trade repositions prices ahead of the three-day holiday weekend and also took some profits. Now, feeder cattle markets were lower for most of the session Friday, but some late session buying interest supported the prices. February live cattle down 42 cents to 171.37. January feeder cattle up 30 cents to 226.57. And February hogs down 70 cents to 71.90. At the Chicago Board of trade. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all closed mostly lower on the day after the WASDE report had USDA estimating higher than expected U.S. crops in 2023, and also some higher ending stocks that was not expected, and that led to a sell-off ahead of the holiday weekend. March corn down 10 and 3 quarters to 447. New crop down 8 to 481 and 3 quarters. January beans down 25 and a half to 1205 and 3 quarters. New crop down 5 and a half to 1201 and a half. January soybean meal down 10 to 351.30. January soybean oil down 62 cents to 47.75. Chicago wheat marched down 7 and 3 quarters to 596. Minneapolis wheat marched down a half to 699 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 377, February 380, March 383, new crop 427. Cash beans 1129, February 1134, March 1139, new crop 1117. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 407, February 407, March 411, and new crop at 426 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 411, February 405, and new crop at 422. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 382, February 387, March 392, new crop 416. Cash beans 1144, February 1147, March 1150, new crop 1126. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 392, new crop 427. Cash beans 1139, new crop at 1116. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 418, April 429, May 433, new crop 431. Cash beans 1172, April 1201, May 1205, new crop 1146. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 381, new crop 426. Cash beans 1146, new crop 1126. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 146 to 176. Holstein fed cattle 121 to 152. Market cows 62 to 98. Bulls 79 to 115. Calves 150 to 690. Beef steers 165 to 312. Holstein steers 75 to 192. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 155 and down, bucks 110 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is bitterly cold. We have a wind chill from minus 25 to minus 30 here this morning. It'll be partly cloudy. Actual high of 4 above today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. 2 below. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy with a high right around 8. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's so cute. huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available, it's a miracle. Would find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
Show. Graduation finally came, and Uncle Sam called me away. You married someone else while I was gone. But I've kept your letters all these years, and I can't help but shed a tear when I read the words you wrote me years ago. And baby, I'm yours, and I love you always. Yeah, I'm gonna stand by you till the ends of time. Remember all of the good things that we shared together. Love, Betty, 1959. I never will forget the day when you and I went all the way. I was the first for you and you for me. I've still got the truck that we loved in, and it takes me back there now and then, back to 59 in my memories. And baby, I'm yours, and I love you always. Yeah, I'm gonna stand by you till the ends of time. Shared together, signed, love better. 1959.
Keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Who was once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Now who keeps a pike hid out behind shoot number one? Kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. I could ride them all, the bulls in the Bronx knew I was bald. Old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. My painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Mo Bandy and Bandy the Rodeo Clown here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning. Temperatures in the single digits to teens below zero across the region this morning. And it looks like we have a slow warming trend coming up in our forecast. We'll have more details here coming up next hour. Also, next hour, we'll get some of those early morning markets. The market's reopening today after the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Plus, we'll be talking with Josh Newton from Compeer Financial about an upcoming crop insurance program that's going on today and a webinar that's going on with Compeer. We'll talk about that here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues affecting rural America. Building a sustainability marketplace for farmers and end users. We'll explain coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers for Soil Health started as a collaboration between the United Soybean Board, the National Corn Growers Association, and the National Pork Board. The three organizations are working together to improve sustainability practices in agriculture. Dr. Ben West, Executive Director of Farmers for Soil Health, says one of the ways they're doing that is developing a sustainability marketplace.
We've already got the bones of the technological platform developed. The purpose, the goal of that platform is to put farmers in more direct and transparent connection with end users. Farmers growing commodities with certain sustainability practices that lead to benefits like carbon sequestration, biodiversity, water quality, soil erosion, etc., can list those commodities on platform. End users, whether those are food companies, biofuel companies, feed companies, looking to acquire commodities grown under certain practices and yielding certain environmental benefits, can talk to each other and make bids and deals in a direct, transparent kind of way.
They're getting positive feedback on the platform idea, which is still a work in progress.
And we've still got some details of this to work out. As you might expect, it's a pretty complex system and idea. But one of the things that we're becoming more and more confident about as we talk to our corporate advisory groups and our farmer advisory groups is that everybody is enthusiastic about the basic idea of having more clear and transparent connection between farmers and end users. It puts both of them on a level playing field, and we think will be good for both ends of the supply chain.
West says his group is looking for farmers who want to take steps forward in sustainability.
Enrollment in Farmers for Soil Health is open now. We actually opened it last fall. We've had a decent amount of enrollment already, but we expect this year, 2024, to be our big enrollment year. We're hoping over the next 5 years to get about 1.3 million acres enrolled and really kind of set the stage for farmers to be in the driver's seat, to be a leader in the sustainability space in even bigger ways than they have in the past.
For more information, visit the Farmers for Soil Health website. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is bitterly cold. We have a wind chill from minus 25 to minus 30 here this morning. It'll be partly cloudy, actual high of 4 above today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy with a high right around 8. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
last forever. Once I was your one and only, now here I sit, Mr. Lonely. This dark cloud you left me under, can't sort it out, so I sit and wonder. I tell myself it hurts, don't it? Now my empty heart will be forever.
Can't you see what I've been through? All I've
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Desert Rose Band and the Summer Wind here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the teens to single digits below zero this morning. USDA will begin accepting applications for the contiguous conservation reserve program. Those signups, they have gotten underway and they will continue here into the spring. Farmers, if you have some interest in that program, you are advised to contact your local FSA office. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. In recent weeks, two of America's largest truck manufacturers have announced substantial recalls for some top-selling pickup trucks. Both Ford and Dodge have been impacted since the start of the new year, and I'll have the details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Yes, it's been a month of recalls for some of the largest truck manufacturers, with Ford calling back as many as 2.5 million F-150 models and Cummins recalling the diesel engines from an estimated 600,000 Ram 25 and 3500 series trucks. In the case of Ford, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has identified a critical safety concern involving the rear axle hub bolt. The part, if broken, could lead to a potentially dangerous situation where the vehicle might roll away when parked. Specifically, the recalled trucks are 2021 to 2023 Ford F-150s equipped with the trailer tow max duty package and a 9¾-inch heavy duty axle. If that describes your vehicle, watch your mailbox for information or consult your dealer to see if yours is impacted. According to NHTSA official Alec Ansley, damaged axle hub splines could result in a vehicle rolling away when in park without the parking brake applied, posing a serious risk of a crash. Maria Bukowski, quality communications manager with Ford, advises owners to be vigilant for a clicking or rattling noise and promptly take their trucks to a Ford dealer for repair. But Ford isn't the only major player facing challenges. Cummins Inc., the company behind the diesel engines in Dodge Ram trucks, is recalling an estimated 600,000 trucks as part of a $2 billion court settlement. The settlement came after Cummins was accused of using software that manipulated emissions testing by limiting nitrogen oxide pollution during the test, but allowing for higher emissions during regular operation. Between 2013 and 2019, it's estimated that 630,000 Ram 2500 and 3500 series trucks were equipped with this controversial defeat device software that triggered the lawsuit. But Cummins was tasked with more than just recalling those engines. I'll have the details when we come back.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Yes, the Cummins recall of 630,000 Dodge Ram truck engines was prompted by a suit under the Clean Air Act. and the settlement, a $1.675 billion fine and a $325 million investment in pollution remedies, is the largest fine ever under the Clean Air Act. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Homecoming 63, I was so proud you went with me. Everyone turned their head when we walked in. They said, look at that perfect pair as you blush from all the stares. And my chest swelled up with pride, grinning from ear to ear inside. And
love and let it ride. home on Dobie Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year walks. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. He's dreamed of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences were here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and I bawled, oh, I backed down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, rode with the 7th when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year walks. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas. Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. And Willie and Waylon and me, we sing about him. Wish to God we could have ridden his trail.
This is the last.
The old Chisholm Trail is covered in concrete now, and they truck them to market in 50-foot rigs. Oh, and they just blow by his marker. They never stop to read it. Like living and dying was all he ever did. This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year walks. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. End of 100-year walk. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year walks. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Corn for grain production in Wisconsin for 2023 was estimated at 553 million bushels, according to USDA. Current year production was up 3% from the previous year's 538 million bushels. Wisconsin's corn for grain yield was estimated at 176 bushels an acre. Area harvested for grain was estimated at 3.14 million acres. Now, corn for silage production was estimated at 16.4 million tons. That was down 16% from 2022. The silage yield estimate of 21 tons an acre was down 1.5 tons per acre from 2022. Producers harvested 780,000 acres of corn for silage, down 10% from 2022. Meanwhile, soybean production was estimated at 105 million bushels in 2023, down 10% from the prior year's 116 million bushels. The Wisconsin soybean crop yielded 51 bushels an acre in 2023. Harvested acreage of 2.06 million was down 90,000 acres from 2022. Wisconsin on-farm storage capacity for December 1st was 380 million bushels. That was unchanged from December 1st, according to USDA. Wisconsin's 310 off-farm storage facilities had a storage capacity of 405 million bushels, unchanged from the previous year. As of December 1st of 2023, Wisconsin had a total of 785 million bushels of storage capacity. On-farm capacity included all bins, cribs, sheds, and other structures located on farms that are normally used to store whole grains, oilseeds, or pulse crops. Off-farm capacity included all elevators, warehouses, terminals, merchant mills, other storage, and oilseed crushers, which store whole grains, soybeans, canola, flaxseed, mustard seed, safflower, sunflower, and rapeseed, along with other crops. Meanwhile, corn stored in all positions in Wisconsin on December 1st totaled 453 million bushels, up 9% from December 1st. Of the total stocks, 57% were stored on farm. The September to November indicated disappearance totaled 173 million bushels, 11% below the 2022 levels. Soybean stored in all positions in Wisconsin on December 1st of 23 totaled 83 million bushels, down 7% from December 1st of 22. Of the total stocks, 33% were stored on farm. Indicated disappearance for September through November of 2023 was 31.5 million bushels, 8% below the same quarter of the previous year. The USDA supply-demand report was lowering milk production for 2023 on Friday due to lower milk cow inventories and lower expected milk per cow. The 2024 production forecast was also lowered due to a reduced average cow inventory for the year and slower growth in output per cow. Now, fat and skim solid basis imports for 2023 were unchanged based on recent trade data. Now, for 2024, imports were lowered based on lower expected cheese and butterfat imports. Exports for 2023 were lowered based on recent trade data, but exports were raised for 2024 as butter and cheese prices are expected to be more competitive on the world market. Now, for 2023, product and class price estimates were adjusted to reflect the reported prices for 2024. Prices for cheese were lower due to recent price weakness, while butter, nonfat, dry milk, and whey prices are all expected to be higher. The Class 3 prices lowered for 2024 on an expectation of lower cheese prices that would outweigh higher whey prices. Now, the 2024 all milk price has been lowered to $20 a hundredweight. All hay stored in Wisconsin farms as of December 1st was estimated at 1.52 million tons, down 30% from December 1st of 2022, according to USDA. Disappearance from May 1st of 23 through December 1st totaled 1.28 million tons, compared with 1.46 million tons for the same period in 2022. Record low December 1st hay stock levels were estimated in Wisconsin, Minnesota, New York, and Ohio. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is bitterly cold. We have a wind chill from minus 25 to minus 30 here this morning. It'll be partly cloudy, actual high of 4 above today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy with a high right around 8. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She thought she was ready, now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living, now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more.
send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Calling Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge. Oh,
we got you covered. From Dell to Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. It was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin. Back then.